And everything's working fine, and
everything's fine, and I know that I don't have to worry about any you know, babies or anything like that.
No, I think that's great.
You know, so I thought maybe, you know, you should get one, maybe.
Are there Jewish doctors down there in Tampa, or do you have to go to someone who's not Jewish?
See, what's the mix? See, I'm not part of the Jewish culture, so please forgive me, but what do you, can you only have a Jewish guy?
No, the people in New York only use Jewish doctors.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
I know you guys are big on circumcisions, which I've been circumcised.
I am not big on. If I had a, did you circumcise your son?
Yes, I did. Well, I didn't personally, but it was.
Why?
You know.
Why did you have him circumcised? Seriously, don't you think that that whole thing is a goof? Like, I mean, we're born with a foreskin.
Yeah, but it's because women make fun of it, and it looks weird.
Okay, but the only reason they make fun of it is because
circumcised ones around.
In my mind, it's got to be a mutilation. I don't think God made a statement and said, go mutilate your sons.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, it's pop culture, my friend. I don't want my kid to be made fun of when he's a big-time race car star. That might be.
Got a good point.
Now, Ned, you got a botched circumcision, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a botched circumcision.
Pretty gruesome.
Howard, are you circumcised?
Of course.
Okay. Well, then what do you
The only, I'll tell you who isn't circumcised.
Fred?
That's right.
That's right.
Fred's the kind of guy that can roll around there like that. And
besides that,
there's nothing better than getting drunk, being at a party with Fred, and he tells you how he has to clean his thing down there.
And besides that, when it's in action, you don't know the difference.
That's right.
Dr. Mark says that it's more susceptible to various stuff I can't really talk about when you're not circumcised.
So absolutely.
Well, unless you're stirring paint with it, there should be no problem.
The two times I was with Fred sexually, I caught some things from him. And I'm not kidding.
You caught more than a whiff?
The whiff, too. Don't worry about it.
Oh, and that never happened.
Right.
Heather, if you would invite Heather back to you and Beth's apartment there, I'm sure she would be in a torrid threesome with you. I've already given that approval.
I would love to.
But I don't think that you're man enough to handle that, to be quite honest with you.
Oh.
I happen to agree with you.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
I'm pretty sure
you're
I can't handle
man
it.